Well, hello everyone. We're all set here. This is Mark Howard, and welcome to the Three Principles Institute Town Hall Seminar. It's Tuesday, September 17th, and I want to welcome you all. Just back from the Three Principles Global Conference in Minneapolis, and I met some of you who've been on the teleseminars. It was wonderful to meet you in person and get such a supportive feedback about the teleseminar. So it's helpful to get that feedback, to know it's helpful to you. Well, today's teleseminar is on forgiveness, and the reason I wanted to do this topic is it's kind of looked at by me as a sequel to last month's recording. I mean, last month's teleseminar was so rich in the idea of getting over things with people sharing how that they were able to do that for themselves. It was so rich that I wanted to continue the dialogue and add a few more points to the topic. If you're interested in listening to last month's teleseminar, I have these recordings on my website. And that's threeprinciplesinstitute.org. Go click on the community page, and then you can download the audios. This will be on there as well by the next day or so. So forgiveness is really important to me in talking with you today because of a couple of things. Again, like I said, to continue from the great teleseminar we had last month, but also I'm licensed here in California as a psychologist, so I get a lot of advertisements for workshops because I have to go take classes to continue to show continuing education. And lately there's been a whole bunch of workshops on forgiveness. And it was interesting to me because in understanding the principles in mind, thought, and consciousness, and really to have it so emphasized at the Three Principles Global Community Conference in Minneapolis that we have the intelligence within us, that the intelligence of this universe, being part of the principles, being part of mind, we have wisdom available to us innately. And forgiveness gets formed as a part of that intelligence coming to our minds. So we already have the capacity and the resource for forgiveness. We don't have to attend a workshop to learn how to forgive. Because if that's something we need to do, the intelligence that we are, the wisdom, the innate wisdom will bring that to us. So when I saw all of these advertisements for workshops on forgiveness, I wanted to talk a bit about that with everybody. Because forgiveness is not really something to do. It's not a strategy. It will just occur in your minds when you need to take a look at that. So it's just a wonderful thing to realize we already have these resources in us. Not only for forgiveness, we have resources that get formed from that wisdom as gratitude or as generosity or consideration, all kinds of forms that this wisdom will take within us to guide us in helping us in life. But through the years of my learning of the principles and listening to Sidney Banks, a way to look at forgiveness has occurred to me, and I want to talk about that for a while and then open it up to hear if there's any comments or questions you have. So I'll talk for a bit, and then I'll open it up for questions and comments. Any questions or comments, all you need to do is hit star 2 and it'll show up for me, and we'll let you make your comment or ask your question. But the whole point of forgiveness is that you see something about the way the principles operate with people, within other people, and within yourself. And here's the whole point. We're always living at a level of consciousness that you speak about it, which really means a level of understanding. So we're all living at the level of thinking we're doing in the moment. There's no way you can get away from that. And the thinking you are in will play out in your actions towards other people and other people's actions towards you. So if you consider what it's like to have been in a reality where you have a lot of troubling thinking, worry, resentment, self-criticism, bother, guilt, you know, you have all of that that you spend a lot of time with. You're in a pretty low level of consciousness. You're in a what we might call a low state of mind, a troubled state of mind. And again, when you're in that level, you don't have the access to these human resources we've talked about where you can do well by other people. When you're in that troubled state of mind, you're offensive to people, you hurt people's feelings, a person won't listen well, they won't be thoughtful, they won't communicate well, they'll be easily angered. And I think we can all relate to that because I know I've been there from time to time in my life. And again, it's not about learning strategies to not go there. It's seeing what that is, that when you're in that reality, you're just caught up in a troubled state of thinking. You're in worry or grief or a bother. Most people in the world, though, aren't open to that understanding. So a lot of people live in those states of state of mind, and you could run up against them through your day, or you could see them daily. They could be your friends who are caught up in troubled states, or family. And what leads to the understanding that brings about forgiveness of people is an understanding that when people have done something to harm you or hurt your feelings or are in a bad state or they're not listening to you, they're caught up in troubled thinking. There's no other way, because if they were in, goodwill or well-being, they would not act negatively toward another person. Nobody does. So we used to talk about that in the earlier days of the principles as psychological innocence. And what that means really is that it isn't that people aren't innocent of their behavior. It isn't that you see that, you ignore that people are hurtful to you or harmful to you or could say things in a better way. It's simply that you see the psychology of people and see that they're doing it out of their thinking innocently. They don't know any better. Just like us at times when we're caught up in our worst thinking, in that moment we don't see any better than what we're thinking. And as it does for me and hopefully for all of you now in learning the principles, it occurs to me what's going on. And when it occurs to me that I'm caught up in my thinking, that's very, very helpful to me. But like I said earlier, a lot of people don't have that opportunity to see it. They think it's coming from the outside, or they just got to find some way to get a better feeling. And sometimes that happens by the the way they treat another person. I had a client of mine who came back from a summer trip home, and he was dreading it because him and his father, the minute he gets out of the car, get into arguments all day, the whole time he spends back at home. And we started to talk about that, and it led us to talk about this point that, for example, his father can't do any better. You could hope that he would, but as long as his father's caught up in these well-learned thoughts that, you know, could be worry, it could be resentments, it could be, negative opinions of himself. It could be jealousy. We don't know what that is, and it isn't our job to find that out. All we need to know is if somebody is acting negative and they're caught up in something like that. So we talked about three sessions around this point for my client. And, he had a tough time with this because he's had years of thinking righteously about his father, thinking in terms of how wrong his father is, and really thinking about how right he is, my client. You know, my client thinking he's got the right way and his father's got the wrong way. Well, I bet you all know that if you approach someone in that regard, you're headed for conflict. And that's what he would do with his father all the time. He would, inside himself, think how wrong his father was and then give his father his opinion about how he should be. And before you know it, they were in it. Anyhow, we have three sessions of talking about this, looking at the innocence of people in their psychological function. And I didn't know if my client was going to be able to use that at all on the way back, but on the way to this family summer holiday. But he came back yesterday and was just beaming because here's the story he told me. He was driving up to the family house, and he was getting into his old thinking of, oh, my God, why did I agree to do this? And it's going to be, again, nothing but hearing my father's opinions 24/7 about how I'm living my life. And he didn't know why, but we saw his father come out of the house, and all of a sudden, what we were talking about occurred to him. In a nanosecond, he said, he saw that his father's just caught up in trouble thinking. He just saw it in his own way. And then he told me, my heart went out to my father, and I forgave him. And I just said to myself, let's just do the best we can. I'm just going to be accepting of him as best as I can, and I'm going to just be careful about moving into judgment. And so for the first time, this was as he drove into the driveway and exiting the car, for the first time, he had no qualms about hugging his father. It just occurred to him. So again, this is the whole thing about the understanding of the principles, is that he didn't go to the family house with a strategy from our talks. In fact, he said he lost sight of those talks when he started to drive up the driveway. And then what our talks reached in him occurred to him. The wisdom and intelligence that we are brought forth new thinking. And in a minute, he said, I had forgiven my father. I'd come to peace. And then thoughts came to me about how to be with him in an accepting way. And then he said it was like just the most wonderful week. I mean, his father slipped into this, and my client slipped into his reactivity, but not for long, because again, it occurred to him how he was getting into his own negativity and judgment. And he said by midweek, they were having conversations, him and his father, that they hadn't had for years. And his father started to be open about a few things. And one of the things that his father talked about is he had not, it occurred to my client as his father talked to him that his father had not gotten over grief about losing his wife, my client's mother. And he never really talked about it with anybody. And one night watching a sporting event on TV, the two of them on the couch, somehow he got into that conversation with my client. And my client's heart just went out to him, and they had this deeply moving conversation because my client saw that one of the things that led to his father's behavior was the guilt he was having. And once he saw that, he connected with his father on the human level. Because we could all identify that were we in that kind of thinking, we would probably act the same way. So, I just wanted to continue our dialogue together where we started it from last teleseminar and bring it into forgiveness, because I wanted you to see that you are already connected to this wisdom that will bring you what we call forgiveness, or another way of saying it is understanding levels of consciousness, or understanding states of mind, or understanding psychological innocence. You'll get it. You don't have to attend a workshop. And when you have it, then it will help you clear your head and find forgiveness for people. Find understanding for their human condition, because that's another way of talking about forgiveness in some respect. Because the minute you have an understanding for a person's human condition, your reactivity for them goes away. Like, I don't know if I mentioned this in my previous videos or audios, but I remember standing in line in Macy's, And it was a long line. It was the only place you could check out. And I was getting reacted to this clerk because the clerk was having a difficult time with somebody and it was delaying my getting up there. So I was in the same reactivity my client was in, and then it occurred to me, this is where the intelligence helps us. It occurred to me that the clerk was in a troubled state of mind, that the long line troubled her too, that not being able to get that transaction right with the customer was causing her stress. And so she was not doing well at getting that customer resolved and moving on to the next one. Now, the minute that occurred to me, I had forgiven. I'd forgiven her from my, actually, I'd forgiven my own thinking, huh? You know, it's really our own thinking about people that we get free of when we look at forgiveness. So it's very valuable to reflect on this and think of life this way, that you have the resources in you that will help you with other people's negative behaviors or hurtful behaviors. Now, you can also see that with yourself. This was a biggie for me because when I heard about levels of consciousness or states of mind, I saw the potential that I could relax about myself. That I didn't have to keep monitoring myself or keep holding things against myself for what I did in the past. I started to see that we are all the same, that all we can do life in any moment is act from the way we're thinking. And it isn't about the whole fact that we should have been in better thinking, because that grabbed me for a while, this idea that, well, you know, now that I know the principles, I should be thinking better. And so, again, there's the hold of ideas that keep us from just letting go or forgiving. And it occurred to me that all of us are just calling the day all in the best way we can, given our level of consciousness today. And our level of consciousness is really our level of awareness of our thinking. So if you get a glimpse of that, which is all we can do, is get glimpses of that, it starts to relax it. At least it did for me. It isn't that you can get this permanently or fully, but you can start moving yourself in the direction to letting yourself off the hook, which is another way of saying forgiveness. And forgiveness is really just the understanding that you're doing all you can do given the quality of your thinking today. And when that shifts for the better, you'll do better. So I remember when I was managing a team for a medical center locally, that my right arm person, the person I really supported and did a lot of helped me out a lot with the program, and been actually friends with, in a meeting we had, took me to task about what I was proposing. And I got really hurt by that. Well, first, I really got bothered and annoyed with it. I got righteous about it. How dare you say this in this way to me? But I really, underneath that, I was hurt by the fact that my thinking was, well, if somebody is supportive of me and a friend, they wouldn't take me to task. Well, I couldn't get out of that during the meeting. I held my own and didn't let it show too much. But later, after the meeting, all of a sudden, here we go again, it occurred to me that this colleague got caught up in some kind of trouble thinking. And it probably was how she heard what I was saying about where we needed to move the program. They probably got her insecure, dropped her level of consciousness, and she came out this way. So with that understanding, I forgave her. And then it occurred to me, you know what? Why don't I just go talk with her? Let's just get heart to heart. So these things started to come to me, not only how to forgive, but also what to do next to take care of the relationship, because it was a very important and valued relationship. If I get that way with a clerk at the market, I don't go back to try to work out the relationship, you know. I mean, first of all, when I go back to the market, I may not even see the clerk, but sometimes, you know, what happens, though, is I'll see the clerk checking me out, and I might say, hey, sorry about how that interaction went through. And they'll kind of say, what interaction? You know, but this relationship with my colleague really meant a lot. So my intelligence was giving me a way to not only forgive, but also to go back and get it right, make sure things were okay. Before now, I would hold on to my resentment, you see. And so then I would expect that my colleague would have to come and apologize. My colleague should be able to see what happened. And that's how I used to live, you know. But with this understanding of the principles, the way I live with people is different. it's not that I don't get into reaction to the way they act toward me, and sometimes I don't. It's that thing, but what happens is thoughts occur to me that allow me to get to a higher level of consciousness about it, get to a higher level of understanding, and operate in a more positive way for the relationship. And also with myself, it's the same thing is going on. Memories come to you about things you did in the past that may have hurt people. And without this understanding, you could go down for the count for a while thinking badly of yourself. But with this understanding, you start to see that when you were there in your life, you just, all you could do was call it the way you did, given the thinking that you were having. And that starts to help you. I remember a client, that client has finished with me now, but wanted to do some coaching, life coaching with me. And we were talking about this theme. And what he brought to the next session was something, we never talked about this topic, but it just occurred to him. He said, Mark, it occurred to me, I was driving along the freeway, and it occurred to me how I treated my sister growing up. I'd never really seen it this way before, but, you know, I really probably hurt her feelings a lot when we were growing up. So he says, what occurred to me was this memory of my doing that with her. And then right after that came an understanding about myself, that I couldn't hold myself with guilt about that because I was just calling it the best I could then. But then what occurred is I need to go to my sister and take care of that. And what that reminded me of was the wisdom of the amend step in the 12-step program. It's the amend step is coming from wisdom, but it's become something to do. But it really is a step where hopefully you can get the wisdom of, they don't know the principles, but it's the wisdom of the principles that allows you to take the amends. Because you start to see, first of all, you forgive yourself, which is you understand that you are operating in life at a certain level of troubled thinking, so you hurt people. And now, once that, you clear that with understanding, then your intelligence guides you to kind of take care of business. So this client that I'm talking to you about called up his sister and talked about it with her. And they just got closer because both of them were able to talk with one another and see the human condition that we're all in our thinking. And until we have an understanding for that, we will do our thinking. They saw it, both of them, with each other, and they got closer. They saw the connection we have to mind, that we're all the same. We are all the same, and we create different behaviors because we create different thinking. But underneath that, we're all connected. We're all doing the same thing with these principles. And once you see the humanness of that, it opens you up to have forgiveness, to have understanding for how other people will act and how you will act. So, with the principles, it's reflection. It's not gaining a strategy. If things about the principles make sense to you, you want to stay in reflection about them You want to live in understanding, not in a doing. And that's the difference here, because forgiveness is not something for you to do. It's something that will occur to you through your understanding. And if it's something important that you do forgiveness, that you forgive, it will be there. Just like if it's something for you to have gratitude about, that will be there. If it's something for you to be generous about, that will be there. I remember a funny story I used to say about how I first started to really see that the principles was about living in a feeling of understanding, a feeling of love and understanding. And I remember I was at church. This was like 1984. And I got filled with a great feeling. I was just at peace. And then, they passed around the collection. And I got so deep into generosity. Generosity came to me. And the generosity really was, empty your wallet. I mean, that's the feeling of it. You know, I didn't empty my wallet, but I was generous. And all I'm saying by that is, when you have a glimpse of the principle, you get into this feeling, and then what you need will occur to you. And those resources are already built in. So you don't have to go take a seminar or a workshop or anything to learn how to forgive or any of these other beautiful forms of love and understanding. They're there for you because you are the intelligence of the universe. And that was spoken to so many times at the Three Principles Global Community Conference in Minneapolis, so much that we are born with this wisdom, and it's always available to us. And it takes form in thought, and it takes form in terms of forgiveness or consideration or generosity or gratitude, any number of ways. Now, for those of you that weren't at the conference, there'll be videos available. So those will be coming out too. So once they come out, I'll let everybody know. Anyhow, I just wanted to take time to, first of all, extend our dialogue together from the last teleseminar, but also go deeper into forgiveness and to really speak about it as an understanding, not something that you need to go find and get training in, that it's there for you right now. So I just wanted to share that and hope it was helpful to you. And I just want to open it up for any comments or any questions you have. And if you have any comments or questions, press star 2. Really, I welcome you. Okay, so we have somebody here. Yes, go ahead, in New York.
Yeah, this is Walker. Hi.
Oh, hey, hi, Walker.
Yeah, I really agree with you that how, you know, we understand the other person, that their mind was caught up in something. But I just came out of the last 4 years of wrongly accused by someone who dragged me to the court. It's financially destroyed and all these things happen. So this incidences that I used two different ways to looking at it to be, okay with it was the first thing was, yeah, that I could understand from his own viewpoint that how he saw something different. And at least from the court that I was completely vindicated, so he would have understood from there. But then all the damages that I had, that I was just thinking about how I'm going to accept this damages that I didn't do anything wrong about it, because to prove innocence that, you know, all these legal expenses, that I was just thinking about as like sort of like a disaster, like a tsunami or 9/11 or something happens, just like a weather. So with these two combination of something that is not toward me personally, it is more impersonal thing that this person was doing something that created this effect. And sort of like a Buddhist way of looking at how to manage this, you know, the personal anger, that I also, the third thing was, when I was in this anger, rage, and difficulty, myself was just going crazy, and I my life was in danger almost. So I realized to have myself in a good, better state, that I have to alter, you know, this way. So out of all these three, finally, I came out of it, but it was very difficult.
Well, yeah, Walker, nice to hear you and sharing that. You know, you reminded me, I wanted to remind people that I'm pointing to an understanding, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong if you're thrown by people's actions toward you or circumstances that come your way. It's not about doing this perfectly. But there is an understanding about the principles that allows us to finally come to peace.
Mm-hmm.
For our own good, which is like what you saw, you know, for your own good. You have to be,
totally.
You know, yeah, for our own good. And it's wonderful for me to know that I hold within me, in my consciousness, a wisdom that can help me do that. And it's, again, nice that you could see some ways to help you through a very, very difficult and trying time. And so, again, I just want to remind everyone that we're not saying that there's anything wrong if you get thrown by the way people are acting toward you, or you lose your emotional bearings. It happens, and there are some ways that people treat us that are not good. They're not good. But I wanted people to have a sense that they can look within themselves to find their guidance system to help them come to peace. So thank you, Walker. It was really nice to hear from you. Anyone else that has a comment or a question that they might want to share? We'd love to hear from you. It was so nice to meet some of you. Some of you came on late, and when I started, I was just so grateful to have met some of you in person that have been on my teleseminars when I was at the Three Principles Global Community Conference. I hope this was helpful to you. And anybody coming up with any question or any comment you wanted to share? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is kind of a question. I sometimes feel like there's a tremendous amount of forgiveness that I need for others and myself, and it's not forthcoming. You know, I see the situation what someone has done and how I'm kind of you know, being hard on myself. And so then I go, okay, you know, I really need to forgive, but it's not happening. And so then I'm thinking, okay, how can I forgive? And of course that doesn't work. I don't know. Does that mean that it's just not time? You know, sometimes it feels like, oh, I really need to forgive, and it's just not there. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's like, you know, this is kind of the principles are, in a way, I don't know why it's coming to me. It's a kind of a funny thing about this understanding because, you know, if you can't go in that direction, you simply can't go in that direction. And, you know, I think as it is for me, it's that I think that I'm, for me, it's more like, you know, I'm not ready yet to see it. I probably have some kind of thinking going on that is still in the way of my truly seeing the psychological innocence of me and other people. So I just keep my eye on it. I just keep my eye on it and stay reflective that there's something more to see here. So
yeah.
So that's the difference here between that and thinking you should be able to. And the principles let us off the hook of that because it's good enough that a human being could see that forgiveness may be the thing to do here. Sometimes we sell ourselves short of realizing that. See, we kind of think everybody gets that. Okay, well, but I still can't put it into practice, so I'm still not getting something. But what we want to see is just getting the idea that forgiveness is something we might be able to, that's a good thing to be doing here, is something. We are seeing something if that comes to us. But the principles say, you know, you're not ready yet. It's just not going to happen yet because there's still some thinking in the way. So you don't hold that against you. So that becomes, in the world of doing, that becomes another thing to hold against ourselves. Okay, we did this thing, we did that. Now we can't even forgive. Oh, my God, see? So, but the principles say, well, okay, you don't see it yet. So stay reflective, keep yourself pointed in that direction, and have some appreciation for the fact that you notice that forgiveness is an appropriate thing to do. And my guess is what I do with that is, you know, I'm still looking at this in some way that is keeping me holding on to righteousness or judgment, you know, and then just get
right.
I don't really go into exploring it. I just own up to that, and then just kind of stay reflective about trying to see something deeper. Yeah. So
it's hard to get the perspective, you know, seeing things. I feel very personal. And also seeing that I have a sister who's just really extremely unforgiving, stuff that's built up over decades, and she blew up at me recently, and you know, the relationship that I'd carefully cultivated for years seemed to go out the window. So that's dealing with someone else's lack of forgiveness, which is another topic, but
well, the important thing, you know, there's an important thing there around what you brought up. You know, again, this is our teleseminar, so we're not going to completely take care of all things. But here's the thing. This is beautiful that you brought it up because, you see, if you know of someone like your sister who is unforgiving, they're tortured inside.
Right.
If you can't have understanding, then you're holding a lot of things in your mind that cause bad feelings. So that's all I'm pointing to, is that is if you have an understanding for people that way, it frees you up from their level. And that's very, very valuable to see that. You know, you would wish someone you have a relationship with could live better in life. But when they can't, and you know they've been unforgiving, they can't forgive anybody, they're in a world of hurt. And no wonder they blow up. No wonder. Because they're living in that world of thinking. Now, that doesn't mean you have to put up with a lot of things, but if you come from understanding, you might be able to live with someone like that in a different way. So thanks for your input, Eric. I'm going to move on to one other person before we conclude today. It looks like Cheryl here has something. Cheryl, do you want to add something?
Hi, yes.
Well,
That last bit, Mark, about the righteousness really hit me hard, too. Just this whole forgiveness path that we're always trying to, encompass in our communications, and it seems so elusive, and it seems so obvious to me just listening to you and what was going on today, and that, you know, you're mad at your husband or friend or whatever. It's so easy to react so quickly, and how simple it is to think that in order to have that forgiveness, you need a little reflection, and you can't reflect in a nanosecond when somebody says something that you think is rude, so you react to them, and how simple it is to just picture the pausing, just the pausing and the taking a breath or counting to five in your head, and how simple it sounds to prevent yourself from reacting negatively to someone, and yet it seems so elusive at the moment. You know, and it was just so profound the way that message came across to me today.
Oh, that's wonderful. You sound like, your voice just sounds like something touched you today, that you got some realization, and that's beautiful. You know, and that's it. I love what you're speaking to, because I want to say a couple of things there, and then we're going to have to come to an end today. But one thing is this. You're going to find your own strategy, and they're going to come from your wisdom. So you're going to get something like, oh, take a breath, or take a time out, or listen to a Sydney Banks tape, you know? And at that point, it's not a strategy. It's just your wisdom speaking to you about helping yourself. There's a difference. The other is, again, here's the whole thing about forgiveness, Cheryl and everybody. Boy, I wish that what I'm sharing with you could come to me when I get in a moment of reaction, you know? I wish it would come before the reaction. But I can't do anything about what thoughts get created. That's coming from the spiritual nature of the principle. So how can I stop a thought coming in? I can't. Mm-hmm. And all I know is that at some point in the future, I'm gonna get something that will help me realize what's going on. And this is the beauty of the difference between doing and just being in your life. Because, again, where I started today is those workshop advertisements for forgiveness seminars that come to me in the mail are all about doing, learning things about forgiveness, practicing them, and putting them into play. And what the principles tell us is you already have that. Now, But when that shows up is not up to you. That's the other piece here. When that comes to you through thought is not up to you. But if you live, I don't want this to be a doom. If you live with some sense that you have the intelligence of the universe guiding you, then you are on a fruitful, fertile ground to hear your wisdom come to you as forgiveness, as, oh man, stop a second, take a breath, apologize, consider, be considerate. You will have more opportunity to see that when it shows up as wisdom. See, that's the big difference here. The big difference is these workshops and seminars were all about that you can do something. But the principles are about an understanding to live in that seems to fortify us to hear more of our wisdom when it shows up. Because my wisdom was talking to me for, I hate to say how long, 66 years. When I was a kid, I heard that wisdom much more than when I was in my teens, all the way up until I was 31 when I heard Sidney Bank. Then it kept showing up. I just didn't hear it. So this is the biggie here. You don't want forgiveness to be something you think you could do. Because then that'll become something you measure yourself by. And it'll give you more opportunity to feel bad about yourself. But it's not about that. It's about pointing you toward the resources that already exist in your consciousness that will show up for you as you need them. It isn't about you getting your thoughts over to forgiveness. That's not up to you. Because what really happens is you could be in a moment of righteousness or emotional reactivity, and the next moment it'll occur to you, there it is. That's the wisdom. It'll occur to you, oh my God, I better take a breath here. Oh man, look where I'm going. See? And it'll look like you're doing that, and in a way, you are, huh? But I want you to get the feel for this, that all you want to see is what you are a part of. And the Three Principles conference kept pointing to that, kept pointing to that. You could just see it waking up in people, the good feeling. Now, the guide I use that Sidney Banks talked about was, look, it's simple. It's just love and understanding. So I said, oh, I know that. I know that. I could point myself in that direction. So even though we talked about forgiveness as a thing, if you're not in it, you're not there. Now, you do, though, have the intelligence that you are a part of that will point you there if you need to. And what you live in is having a sense that that's true, just a sense or a glimmer that that's true. You don't live in, oh man, now I know this, I got to look at the psychological innocence of people. If you need to see that, it'll show up. Honestly, it'll start to occur to you more and more and more. If you get upset with somebody at the store, when you get out in the parking lot, it's going to occur to you, oh, psychological innocence. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's all that was. So I wanted you all to take that from today as well, that all these manifestations of love and understanding are in us already. And when we hear them, we'll be able to use that intelligence. So all of the manifestations of this intelligence that come through thought, like I said, consideration, generosity, comforting, letting ourselves off the hook, forgive, you know, they're already there. So it's not about doing it. It's just getting a sense, like today, getting a sense of forgiveness and letting it sit within you, and it'll start to occur in your mind. Well, folks, I hope it was helpful to you. We're going to have this up on the website as a recording for you to download in a couple of days. And again, go to my website, www.3principlesinstitute.org. Click on the community tab, and all of the previous teleseminars and today's will be there for you. So again, wonderful to have all of you with me, and I hope I made sense to you. And if you got a little glimmer, that's all you're looking for. And it'll start to permeate within your consciousness. So everybody have another great month, and we'll be back together next month. All right, take care of yourselves, and thanks for tuning in. Okay, have a wonderful rest of the month. Bye, all.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.